time for our local hero spotlight. Bob Flaherty here, along with Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Our local hero this week is Dave Schreier, co-owner of Daily Operation on Cottage Street in East Hampton.
Morning. You know, we knew for a long time that we wanted to open a restaurant. Being in the Valley, it's just the perfect place, having so many local farms. So our goal was just to open a super casual restaurant and use the best thing that's possible from our local purveyors. Every element that you're eating at the restaurant has been made by us. I and my wife, Jess, who does most of the pastry stuff as well as a lot of the service stuff, and then our partner, Dave, as well.
Give an example of an entree that you have for curbside pickup or takeout that you have made.
The burger, for instance. I think that's a great example. We're starting with a bun, which we make in the house, of course, and that's kind of like a milk bread. So we're doing a sesame seed bun, dill pickles, bread and butter pickles, all different types. Pretty much any noodle dish, and the same thing would be true. You know, we make all of our noodles in the house as well. We have a beef noodle on the menu right now that uses, you know, radish and as well as beef shank. I think it's kind of a special thing to know that something you're eating in the middle of March, when it's the dead zone for local produce, that 80 or 90% of that is local.
Speaking of the name itself, a Daily Operation, Dave, the name of this place gets right to the point, right?
Yeah. Our name has a background, and most people don't know what it's from. So our name is taken from a hip-hop album from the early 90s by a group called Gangstar.
Nice.
And that's the name of the album, is Daily Operations. You know, I used to DJ as part of a crew, and our name was Business Casual. And the reason we chose that is because it's a world that I'm deeply unfamiliar with. The business world, you know, it's not something I've ever been a part of, that kind of attire. And we felt that Daily Operation kind of had that same effect. You know, it's a very corporate term, but we're applying it to a small DIY restaurant. So it took a special meaning for us, in addition to being an album that we all love.
I've heard the name Stoner International used in connection with Daily Operation. How do you mean that?
Yeah, we all used to work at the Alvastone, and we would make snacks for ourselves often. It just became kind of a name that stuck to describe this kind of inexplicable, weird food that we're doing, because it all tastes good if you're stoned, and we take a lot of influences, diverse influences from all over the world. So it was kind of a funny thing to begin with, but then we thought, hey, you know, this kind of actually describes our food pretty well.
And you got a wide variety here, as you say. You got to get a meatloaf sandwich over here. You got Japanese cheesecake over there, and Thai cabbage salad over there.
It has to be something we're hype about and that we want to eat. There aren't really any rules in the background of the cuisine that we do. The only core bread that remains throughout all of our food is just that we're using local products. So it gives us this kind of liberating freedom to do whatever the hell we want, whenever we want. Thankfully, we're very fortunate that people have had a good response to that diverse, sometimes weird menu.
How has Daily Operation been impacted by the pandemic?
From the moment it hit, nobody knew what to do right off the bat. Most people closed for at least a short amount of time to kind of regroup and figure out what they were going to do and how they were going to respond to this safely. Thankfully, we live in a very progressive area that is concerned about these things and follows science, so we all wanted to take the time, and we did that. We have not had any dine-in for a year now. We do strictly curbside and delivery in East Hampton. So we kind of had to do the same pivot that everybody else did, which was focus on those two things and make them as good as we could. And the online ordering aspect became kind of the focal point of all of that. It's a whole new world, and we as a restaurant are going to be dealing with that for a while longer, for sure.
I'm very familiar with the shops on Cottage Street in East Hampton. It seems like up and down the street you've got just a bunch of these innovative shops, and they all seem to be making a buck. I know the dust is clearing now, it seems to be anyway with COVID, but did you worry at all that you weren't going to make it through?
Oh, yeah. I'm always worried about that, even in normal times, you know what I mean? When we opened our place, we didn't have a ton of money. We just went for it and hoped for the best. Anything can happen at any time, and you just have to be prepared for that.
What would you suggest as a way for people to introduce them to the variety of the food that you prepare?
You know, we've created a menu where everything's under $10 intentionally for a few reasons, but primarily we want people to be able to experience all types of different dishes and it not break the bank. I think the best way to always eat, and it's how I eat when I go out, is just get a bunch of things. There's many different ways on the menu to kind of create this cool kind of balanced experience by getting a salad or two, a noodle dish, a sandwich, a pastry or a pie or whatever the case may be. And I always think that's the best way to do it. Try to get a taste of all different types of things. One benefit about having a restaurant that is so owner hands-on, we're always elated to answer questions and try to like guide you to something you may like if it's your first time. So
you always been a cook, dude?
Yeah, going on 20 years now.
Wow.
I started off delivering pizza, but after that I went right headfirst into cooking and never really turned back.
How do people get in touch with you? What's the best way for people who want to find out more? Or?
You know, website's always a good place to start. You can see the farms that we use, which is really important.
And Dave, you know, I know that you do have, you know, meat and pork. Can you explain, like, how you make those decisions and how does that land on the menu?
We get these beautiful whole hogs from Sage Farm in Berniston. We have a butcher in-house who does all of the breakdown of that. We want to use every single piece of that animal. You know, so you might see a fried pork chop sandwich, different house-made sausages, smoked sausages, things like that. The past few weeks, smoked pig head nuggets.
All right, that's been our local hero spotlight for this week. Phil Korman has been with us, executive director of CISA. And our local hero has been Dave Schreier, co-owner of a daily operation, 44 Cottage Street in East Hampton. Dave, should we go out with Gangstar Daily Operation?
Yeah, I don't think you can top that, Bob.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Phil. Buylocalfood.org.